Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99 of Richland Center, died September 27th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Knockertz-Maley is survived by two daughters, Marie and Daryl Waldsmith of Richland Center, and Karen and Steve Hansen of Boscobel. Two sons, Kenneth and Elaine Knockertz of Reedsburg, and Ronald Knockertz of Toma. Six grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandchild, a brother, Dwayne and Pam Gebhard of Boscobel, sister-in-law, Donna Gebhard, and many other relatives and friends. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99 of Richland Center. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died September 29th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Bob Williams is survived by two daughters, Roberta and Joe Coe of Richland Center, and Christine and Don Machere of Grays Lake, Illinois. Four grandchildren, niece and nephews, and many other relatives and close friends. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86 of Verona, died September 8th following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall Saturday from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Neil Jorgensen is survived by his wife of 61 years, Margaret, two sons, Mark and Jennifer of Middleton, and Todd and Karen of Owensville, Indiana. Three grandchildren, two step-granddaughters, two step-great-grandchildren, siblings, Barbara Heberling of Wahala, South Carolina, and Lars Jorgensen of Minneski, Minnesota. Brother-in-law, Vern and Rita Akitz of Sextonville, Cheryl and Patrick Crook of Richland Center, as well as other nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died September 3rd. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Elliott is survived by six children, Wayne and Sue, Diane and Gary Johnson, Steve, Cheb and Terry, Darcy and Matt Wagel, and Bean and Denise Fisher. 10 grandchildren and many great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, along with many nieces, nephews, and family. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95. Linda Gentis, 76 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Linda Gentis is survived by her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, three stepchildren, Jan and Marianne Neuenhaus, Astrid Neuenhaus and Kurt Meyer, and Sonia Neuenhaus and Cecil Wright, five step-grandchildren, three sisters, Marion Gentis Brown, Genevieve Gentis Hughes, and Celeste Gentis Benjamin. 8 nieces and nephews, several great-nieces and nephews, and great-great-nieces and nephews. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 Sunday at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Casanova American Legion Post, 491 McNamara, Jasper. Lyle Holloway is survived by his wife, Jan, three sisters, Elaine, Ruth and Steve Shaw, and Barbara, a brother, Paul Holloway, brothers and sisters-in-law, Larry Cretchy, Bobby Fry, David and Mary Fry, Lisa McGlynn, John and Kim Fry, and Chris Fry, father-in-law, Robert Fry, along with many other relatives and friends. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Pete Bremer is survived by his wife, Cindy, four children, Tammy Bremer of Highland, Rebecca Bremer of Muscadet, Charity and Christian Platten of Eastman, and Christian Bremer and Matthew Farrell of Muscadet. Three stepchildren, Corey and Isabel Laufenberg of Cornwall, New York, Jenna Laufenberg of Forest Park, Illinois, and Kyla and Adam Harlan of Richland Center. 20 grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, brothers Galen Bremer of Avoca, Thomas and Linda Bremer of Wanakee, and William Bremer of Blue River. A sister, Josephine Mayhew of Mineral Point, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet.